It's Dustin Lent.
Q Country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Opening statements coming up shortly in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. The first witnesses also expected to be called today.
In a separate case today, a judge will hear arguments over the $175 million bond in Trump's civil fraud case, where he was found liable of falsely inflating his real estate assets. The New York Attorney General is asking the judge to void that bond payment, saying the bond company has failed to show it has the money to cover the amount. And another big legal battle for the former president is this Thursday, when the Supreme Court hears arguments on Trump's presidential immunity claim and the January 6 election interference case.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. The head of military intelligence in Israel is resigning over failures to anticipate the October 7th Hamas attacks that left 1,200 people dead. Aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan moving toward Senate approval this week. The Senate will vote on one big package instead of four separate ones. This is ABC News. Russian cyber thieves may have hit a West Texas town. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
When the Mule Shoe water tower overflowed in January, spilling tens of thousands of gallons into the street, local officials initially chalked it up to a mechanical malfunction. Now the city manager acknowledges that the Kremlin-sponsored hacking group Sandworm is the likely culprit. Cybersecurity specialist Michael Strong says it should be a warning to other cities and towns.
Just having one piece of software and assuming that you're protected 15 years ago might have been okay. Today, that's not the case.
The Mule Shoe city manager says the password protecting his town's water system had not been changed in at least a decade. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Europe is warming up fast. A new report from the UN's World Meteorological Association on this Earth Day and the EU's climate agency, Copernicus, say Europe is the fastest warming continent. Its temperatures rising at roughly twice the global average. The report calling for Europe to speed up the switch to renewable energy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, we redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, we craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Our strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, we can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive our commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the crew tour bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five people have either been fired or have quit in connection to the federal investigation into smuggling at the state prison in Waupun. The U.S. Justice Department started looking into the prison after Governor Evers asked for a probe. There's no word if anyone has been charged. Renewable energy doesn't just help the environment, it helps the American economy, too. By law, many new sustainable energy projects have to be built with U.S. labor and materials. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
Homeowners, businesses, local governments, and churches can get a 30% tax break on their green energy projects. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. This is the funeral notice for John Borkenhagen, age 87, of Hayward, who passed away on Wednesday, February 21st. A celebration of life mass will be held 11 a.m. Saturday, April the 13th, at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Hayward. Online condolences can be made at pineviewfuneralservice.com. This has been the funeral notice for John Borkenhagen, 87, of Hayward.
Thomas Michael Schmidt, age 80, of Park Falls, died Monday, April 15th, at his home. Thomas is survived by his life partner, Diana Scher, four sons, Jeffrey, Timothy, Brandon, and Tori, stepchildren Brenda, Debbie, Glenn, and Bruce, and many other nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. A memorial service will be held at the Park Falls American Legion Hall on Monday, April 22nd at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. There will be a visitation at the Legion Hall from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Interment will take place at Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove on Monday, April 29th at 2 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas Michael Schmidt, age 80, Park Falls.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, yeah. But we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right, as people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right, get your car in, get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway is just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine right away this morning, but mostly cloudy with sprinkles possible here through this afternoon. Our high 65, the wind southwest gusting to 30 here through the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Our low 38 tomorrow, a few scattered showers, mostly cloudy, becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Milwaukee wins game one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Indiana Pacers had beat the Bucks 4 out of 5 games this year, and with Giannis injured and unable to play, the odds were against the Bucks. But Chris Middleton stepped up with 23 points as the Bucks held on to win 109-94 over the Pacers. Damian Lillard scored 35 points just in the first half. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He carried us. He was unbelievable. You know, we worked on setting picks just to give him room. It was really good.
Game two in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers in Pittsburgh tonight after sweeping the Cardinals over the weekend with a 2-0 shutout over the Birds, thanks to pitchers like Colin Ray, Brian Hudson, and catcher William Contreras.
You know, Colin's very, very consistent, and when he's not, William pulls him in to give us 5+, and then the job that Huddy did, you know, a little bit underrated, you know, like, you know, he almost didn't make the team out of spring training, and that kid's been great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
And I'm also a millennial. I'm also a millennial being 31, but I try not to fit, like, into the stereotypical box of being a millennial. Like, a lot of times I'll go places and I'll be like, yo, I'm not going to bring my phone. I don't need to bring my phone. I don't need social media, Instagram, like, freaking taking pictures and stuff. I got people right in front of me that I can speak to. That's what we need to do more often, man. Yeah. But then I'll get into the car, I'll instantly realize, I don't know where the hell going ever. No idea. How did we do this before? You remember trying to print out directions online on MapQuest like a caveman? What is that? What is this, hieroglyphics? I can't read this. What is an I-19? Is this bingo or is it driving? I don't know. And I trust my phone. Like, I trust my phone to a fault sometimes. Like, if my phone would have directed me to a Costco tonight, I would have just been doing this in a Costco. I would.
I wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day. 98Q Country.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Escaping that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears ain't gonna hit the floor. Cause a boat's in the bay and it's calling my name. So I'm headed on out the door. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue.
Oh,
every finger. 98Q Country, good Monday to you. Hey, Weather Shield, they're busy today. Weather Shield Windows and Doors is hiring here in Park Falls. General production jobs starting at $18 to $21.25 an hour. Skilled and leader jobs, $19.25 to $25 an hour. Weather Shield offers a full benefit package, including paid vacation, holidays, and a 401k match. And those referred are eligible for a $1,500 bonus. Apply online today, careers at weathershield.com. That's careers at weathershield.com. Or call them at 762-3834 and press 3. Weather Shield Manufacturing is an equal opportunity employer. Hope your weekend was good. Yesterday was pretty nice. Oh, my. Yesterday, Saturday was pretty good, too. Yesterday was about as good as it gets. It's just a little, just a tad bit cool. If you're going to be picky, if you're going to nitpick a little bit, might have been a tad bit cool. But if you're outside like I was doing some projects outside, two things. Number one, it was absolutely perfect for that. It was beautiful. And number two, it was too beautiful because today... Well, if I drop something, somebody else is going to have to pick it up because it was going to happen. Ooh, yeah. It's one of those things when you get older, you always feel good. I found out, they say with age comes wisdom, right? I have found out that when you get older, your body tends to feel pretty good while you're doing it because you're warm and your body's moving and you're like, I can finish it. What will I feel like? Tomorrow's tomorrow, whatever. I always got ibuprofen. So you just go and you go and go, and the next day you're like, what was I thinking? And if you have a significant other and you whine to them at all about your aches and pains, you know what they do? Told you so. That's what... Hey, you get nothing. No sympathy coming from the other side. I'd do it all again, though. Woo! Ah, yeah. Ooh. We have a nice day today. Rain going to move in later today, probably after supper. Maybe before that, but late afternoon at the earliest. And then late afternoon through most of tomorrow going to be a bit wet. But today, very nice. Things are greening up out there already. I told you by Thursday, last week I said by Thursday you'd be mowing your lawn, and I think I'm right on track for that. It's getting close already. If you had your lawn chair out yesterday and you sat there for, half hour, 45 minutes and just stared at the grass, you could physically see it grow. It was wonderful. So today is Earth Day. We celebrate cleaning up our planet. All we can do is take care of ourselves, right? We can't worry about what's going on in other parts of the world where they don't seem to, some parts of the world just don't seem to really care. And there's people in our backyards that don't seem to care either sometimes too, but do what you can. It's all you can do, right? Clean it up, recycle it, pick up the garbage out of the ground. I saw a couple of photos yesterday of people cleaning up some of the ditches and stuff like that, bags and bags and bags of garbage. So that's good stuff. That's good stuff. All we can do is do what we can. We can't pick up every piece of garbage out of the ocean. So performers at Disneyland are trying to form a union. It's one of the stories today. Unprecedented, never in the history of our democratic state here in the United States of America, 250, whatever, how many years we're at it now. Never, 248, never has there been a president or ex-president on trial. Nixon would have been, but he resigned and they just kind of let it all go. But Donald Trump's going on trial today. And the experts are saying that he will most likely be found guilty of quite a few of the charges. Probably will not involve jail time, will involve fines. Now, the $180 million bond that he put up a couple of weeks ago, apparently that bond company doesn't have enough to support that, so he's got issues there. All Donald Trump wants to do is get back out on the campaign trail, and the court's like, we've got a few things to take care of here first of all before you do that. Could you imagine if this trial was on TV? Donald Trump is going to take the stand, apparently. His lawyers are going to try to talk him out of it. But he's gonna, you know, he's gonna. Morgan Wallen's still having a few problems. He had a little problem in Nashville, and he says that he has made amends. He's a wild child, pretty good singer, but he's a wild one. Brewers are doing well. 3 in a row over the weekend, right? That's a 4-game win streak. They sit 2 games atop in the NL Central over the Cubbies right now. People thought the St. Louis Cardinals were going to be pretty good this year. They don't look very good. Not early on, anyway. Long way to go. We're only 22. Well, the Brewers are 20 games into the season, so they're about one-eighth of the way through the season. NFL draft this week. It's kind of, I mentioned to Mike Clemens last Friday that it's kind of a yawner draft for the Packers. I mean, when you have your set quarterback and you're just drafting kind of position players, it's kind of like, Viking fans, of course, are pretty excited. For the first time in a long time, the Viking franchise has had a history of always picking up recycled quarterbacks over the years. Very rarely have the Vikings brought in rookie quarterbacks. They did with Dante Culpepper. They tried with Christian Ponder. That left them kind of sour a little bit. But it looks, all things are pointing to the Vikings moving up in the draft with a couple of their picks they have and drafting one of the top 3 or 4 quarterbacks. So we'll see how that goes. The NFC Norris Division, the Central, it's going to be good again this year. It looks like the Lions will be good with Jordan Love. The Packers should be good. The Vikings have loaded up on the defensive side, and the Vikings will probably be a pretty good defensive team. Not sure about the Bears yet. They're usually just the Bears. Let's see. What else here? That it? We've got Brewers today, Bucks playoff tomorrow, and local sports tomorrow. We will not have coverage of the Brewers tomorrow. Just a note for you. We have a local game, weather permitting, and then the Bucks will be on the air tomorrow night with playoff game number 2. About the Bucks last night, they go in there without Giannis, and Indiana's a pretty good team, and Damian Lillard just went off. What did he have, 35 in the first half? I was watching the game on my computer. I didn't have the sound turned up, and every time I looked down, I saw them setting a pick for Lillard anywhere across the half-court line. And he basically pulled up, and he was hitting threes left and right. And the fans were looking up like, yes, it's a miracle. So, I mean, he can be that guy. He can be that player. You know, in game 2 on Tuesday, that they're going to just, they're going to follow him everywhere. They're not going to let him, try to get any shots off. So that will be the case. And then the Bucks will turn to Chris Middleton, right? No word on when Giannis is going to come back, by the way. It'd be nice if they could find a way to get this through this first series. I think they're good enough to do it and get Giannis back. Because if Giannis, Middleton, and Dame, I've said this before, if those three are healthy, they are the second best team in the East. The Celtics, don't even get me started on the Celtics. But they are, I mean, they could get there. They could get to the game against the Celtics, and then you never know. Things happen in the playoffs. Players get dinged up and stuff. It's 7:34. Again, a beautiful day. Sunshine already. We're on our way to 64, right in that range today. I think we're at about 30 right now. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Opening statements coming up shortly in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. The first witnesses also expected to be called today.
In a separate case today, a judge will hear arguments over the $175 million bond in Trump's civil fraud case, where he was found liable of falsely inflating his real estate assets. The New York Attorney General is asking the judge to void that bond payment, saying the bond company has failed to show it has the money to cover the amount. And another big legal battle for the former president is this Thursday, when the Supreme Court hears arguments on Trump's presidential immunity claim and the January 6 election interference case.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. The head of military intelligence in Israel is resigning over failures to anticipate the October 7th Hamas attacks that left 1,200 people dead. Aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan moving toward Senate approval this week. The Senate will vote on one big package instead of 4 separate ones. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are suing to reverse one of Governor Evers' partial vetoes in the state budget. Evers struck language in a literacy bill that would have also sent money to private voucher schools. The question is whether it was an appropriations bill. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin are motivated by quite different issues. That's according to Marquette University Law School pollster Charles Franklin.
Aside from everybody agreeing that the inflation was important, once you got past that one, every other issue was either a Democratic issue or a Republican issue.
Franklin says Republicans in his latest poll are focused on immigration, while abortion spurs Democrats. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 24th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lacouderie Ojibwe School over in Hayward, there's going to be a blood drive. Be sure to call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment or visit redcrossblood.org or download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Again, that is April 24th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Lacouderie Ojibwe School in Hayward.
Sweep the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cardinals scoreless in the top of the seventh when Owen Miller, raised in Wisconsin, came to the plate. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports.
Line drive base hit, Owen Miller. That'll score two. The local kid, Owen Miller, delivers for the Brewers.
The Brewers held on to win 2-0 to take three in a row in St. Louis. Miller says at first they threw nothing but curveballs.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to get something that I can handle, but when there was a position that we could score some runs, I'm glad I could come up big there and just get a piece of it and shoot it out to left.
The Crew opens a four-game set tonight in Pittsburgh. NBA, Damian Lillard scoring 35 points in the first half to lead the Bucks to a decisive 109-94 win over the Pacers. Lillard on winning game one of the seven-game playoff series.
I think anytime you come out and you're able to get that first one off the board, I think you gain a little bit of confidence from it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get your vehicle spring ready with D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now through April 30th, get $5 off a lube oil filter service and $39.99 off any brake and suspension service. New marine and power sports services are now available, plus 24-hour vehicle towing. Call 715-762-2525 today to ensure your vehicle is road ready for worry-free summer drives. Find us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin for all your automotive and power sports needs.
Bowen's Bus Service reminds everyone that thousands of children are reported lost or missing each year. Teach your child not to accept a gift or a ride from a stranger. When you see a child alone, please watch out for his or her safety. If you think you see a lost or missing child, contact the local authorities immediately or call 1-800-THE-LOST. This message is courtesy of the Bowen family and staff at Bowen's Bus Service, your safe and dependable school bus company serving the Rhinelander School District. That's Bowen's Bus Service, on the air because they care.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one! I'm Tyler Childers. I believe I found it in your love. This is Toby Keith.
Look out tomorrow and smile. Don't let the old man in.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
And when I was very young, she told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, just loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Now
Justin Moore. You look like I need a drink at 98Q Country at 7:47. It's 13 before 8 o'clock. Spring cleanup time is on. It's a day to do it because we're going to get some rain tonight and some rain tomorrow most likely. So good time to get out, clean things up a little bit, let Mother Nature wash away and clean up your yard, your neighbor's yard, my yard, work yard, whatever it may be. I know a lot of cemeteries will throw away all of the wreaths and stuff that are there from the winter and Christmas and stuff. So you may want to get out and check that if that's applicable in your life. So good day to do all that stuff. I vowed this morning that I'm not going to do any of that stuff today, but you know how it goes. You get up, you get a little cup of coffee, you get moving a little bit. I can do that again. Big dummy. Overdid it yesterday. Featured pet of the week this week is a beautiful macchiato. Macchiato is a nine-month-old cat, short-haired, calico. Check out a picture, catkinsrescue.org. Macchiato at Catkins, available. They had a great night. Thanks for the message from one of the people who put the event on. It sounded like they had a big crowd there Saturday for the Elvis tribute, raised over $3,000 for Catkins. So it was a good night, and I'm hoping you had a good time if you were there at the Elvis tribute show. I was during that little song segue there. I was putting together our schedule of games this week. Goodness gracious, we're busy this week. We've got Brewers tonight. We've got local baseball and soft. Is it baseball or soft? I don't know. Where's the schedule? We got local action tomorrow at 4:45, and then we've got the Bucks to follow tomorrow night. And then Wednesday we have Brewers. Thursday we have Brewers during the day, and then local game later in the day, 4:45. Friday we have Bucks early at 5 o'clock, 4:30 pregame, and then we'll join the Brewers after that. And then Saturday we'll be back on the Brewers. And Sunday we'll have Brewers and Bucks. So all kinds of good sports stuff in between that, all kinds of great country and other nonsense that we may throw in. It's 7:49, a beautiful day during the day today. And then we'll see some rain move in later. More on that forecast in just a moment.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
WeatherShield Windows and Doors is hiring in Park Falls. General production jobs starting at $18 to $21.25. Skilled and leader jobs, $19.25 to $25 per hour. And WeatherShield also offers a full benefit package, including paid vacation, holidays, and a 401k match. Those referred are eligible for a $1,500 bonus. Apply online today at careers@weathershield.com. That's careers@weathershield.com. Or call 715-762-3834 and press 3. WeatherShield Manufacturing is an equal opportunity employer.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Lauren Wielowski Ball, CPA and Phillips, for all of your bookkeeping and accounting needs. 715-339-6985.
My ride smells just right, just right.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
A little sunshine right away this morning, but mostly cloudy with sprinkles possible here through this afternoon. Our high 65, the wind southwest gusting to 30 here through the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Our low 38 tomorrow, a few scattered showers, mostly cloudy, becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
It's the music. It's the contest.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
It's listeners just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks.
98Q Country.
My girl is banging. She's so low maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off. She wanna dip it like them fries in her frosting. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough grade. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top two. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. Like